Hi, you're listening to Arts and More from WMUK, bringing you arts and culture in Southwest Michigan. I'm Robbie Feinberg. On April 22nd, a new ambitious event will officially launch in Kalamazoo, the Music Hop. The event is billed as a kind of art hop, but for music. The event's organizers say that one night every month, local musicians will perform in restaurants, museums, and venues across the city, from the Old Peninsula to the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts. Those organizers are two 20-something Kalamazoo residents.
I'm Kyle Gulau, and I am an alum of Western Michigan University, and I'm a local entrepreneur.
And I'm Will Alderman, and also an alum of WMU. And I am a freelance musician in the Kalamazoo area.
Gulau and Alderman tell the story of Music Hop this way. They were sitting together at Tibbs Brewing in downtown Kalamazoo one night, and Alderman, fresh off of getting his master's degree, was having a personal crisis. He was debating, should he stay in Kalamazoo, a city he loved, and get his doctorate? Or should he head to Nashville and try to make it as a musician?
Yeah, I was going through like a, what am I going to do with my life kind of thing. And I knew Kalamazoo was awesome in the music scene, but I felt like it wasn't advertised enough.
Quickly, the conversation shifted. Gulau and Alderman asked themselves, instead of Alderman being forced to leave the city to pursue music, was there a way for them to change Kalamazoo so he could make a living here?
So it evolved into this thought of like, okay, what can we do to make Kalamazoo a music place, a music hub? And there's a lot of great things that are going on, but we were like, what can we do to put it over the top? And I think that was kind of the moment where it was like, okay, we're going to think about this more than just talk about it.
Ultimately, after talking with musicians, friends, and others in the community, Gulau and Alderman kept coming back to one idea, art hop, but for music. They imagined one night every month, music filling up downtown businesses and cars and people bustling through the downtown streets. Alderman says he thinks Music Hop can accomplish two goals. First, he says it can give new opportunities to Kalamazoo's musicians.
I guess the goal of Music Hop is to do that, is to kind of reach out to, hey, I know you're really great at music. I know you want to play more. Here you go. It's like once a month. You can just play.
Secondly, Alderman says, Music Hop can bring new community-wide attention to Kalamazoo's music scene, which he says is large but often overlooked. Chris Falk, who runs the website Kazoo Music Scene, says he sees Music Hop as part of a bigger movement in Kalamazoo. He says when you combine Music Hop with other events, like the Downtown Music Jam, suddenly the music scene in Kalamazoo isn't just limited to bars at 10 p.m. on a Friday night. Now there are events for everyone.
Is important because it reaches people that normally wouldn't go, okay, I'm going to go to this show, and this show.
But others in the music scene say making Music Hop sustainable month after month will likely require some more resources. Right now, the artists at Music Hop aren't getting paid in money, just exposure. One of those is Kalamazoo songwriter Megan Dooley. Dooley says she's happy to do it right now because she supports the idea behind the event. But in future months, she says, exposure might not be enough.
I would love to be able to do something like this for free every month, but our time is often limited. But, you know, I know a lot of us donate it when we can. But at the same time, we have to stick up for ourselves because a lot of times people will try and take advantage of the fact that we enjoy what we do. And so technically, we shouldn't get paid for it all the time. If the opportunities are there, then people won't need the money. If it's going to help them get a wider audience, maybe sell some CDs, then I think that's all that anybody really wants out of it.
Alderman is a musician too, and he says he's already looking into different revenue streams to pay artists. And he says until that happens, he plans to tap into all the music that Kalamazoo has to offer, from high school on up.
And we want to bring exposure to the music school specifically and get them down here as well, local musicians, and then we've even talked about having high school musicians from the area play.
April's Music Hop won't be that extensive, but it will present 12 different bands at 9 downtown venues, including City Hall, the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts, and Harvey's. You can see it all on April 22nd from 6 p.m. to midnight. For full listings and links, head to our website. And that's all for Arts and More this week. I'm Robbie Feinberg. You can hear the show on Fridays and Saturdays on WMUK, and you can find us online at WMUK.org. Thanks for listening.